bit of an odd stretch for you guys. You've struck a bit of indifferent form. You worried, or it's just part of the sort of the long race in this season?
No, I'm not worried. I'd like the team to be playing better football, but that's something that we've been trying to address over the last couple of weeks, and find a way to get back to playing really ruthless footy. You know, we're under no illusion that the competition's so even, and each side each week throws up a huge challenge. So this week it's Sydney away from home, and their record over the last month, as we've seen today, is pretty strong. So there's certain parts of the game that they've been really good at that are going to test us. But for me and our team moving forward, I just want us to just find that consistency that we've probably lacked just a little bit over the last 4 or 5 weeks.
There's been some numbers thrown around. It seems when you lose, the rare times that you lose, you're held to a really low score, which means you sort of can't break through the system, I suppose. Has that been addressed?
Not that. That's probably the end product. As players, we would probably like to move the ball just a little bit better than we did on the weekend. To the opposition's credit, I mean, like I said, each week's such a challenge. Each club's got a huge coaching staff that scout the opposition, and Hawthorn did that well for us. But we didn't help ourselves with the way that we applied pressure, and we probably just let the ball turn over in our back half more than take control of the game a little bit higher up near our forward 50, and also just the way that we attack was probably just a little safe. But internally we're addressing we're not skirting the issue at all. We've got a coaching staff that front up each week and address what they feel and with advice of some senior players what we feel we need to do moving forward. So we're really confident the football club's we're really healthy and happy. We, as I said, we've got a big challenge this week, and to be fair, the following week, two games on the road, both interstate, are going to be a bit of a challenge. So the group's really positive.
So does the ball movement feel slower to you down on the board?
It just probably just feels a little bit inconsistent. So in terms of moving quick and then moving slow, but hopefully with some of the things that we have addressed this week internally, we're not necessarily going to be playing ball out of a gate and just take risky options, out wide through the middle. We're going to play with composure that our game style allows us to. So probably just addressing, like we do every week, how we can improve in attack but also improve in defence. So there's certainly been addressed from our point of view and from what our coaches want from us moving forward. And I'm not going to elaborate too much on that in here, but we're getting to work.
When you talk about that safeness, is it something that can be contagious throughout the team? Like, how does it sort of start that progression?
I'm not sure. I think it's certainly to do with how the opposition defend. That's probably the biggest thing, and the way that we work our formation. So we've just got to be better at helping the ball carrier by providing options. So it's a very complex thing, but it probably comes down to the way the opposition defend and also how our formation works to help the ball carrier.
Do you feel opponents have looked at blueprints of what other clubs have done to you in the last few weeks and adopted those, starting with obviously pulled out away after the bye?
I'm not really sure, to be honest, Kingy. As a player, and this is my personal opinion, I sort of don't look too far beyond the week that we've just played and the week that moves forward and sort of presents. Each side both attack and defend differently, and we need to be able to shift our mindset from week to week, but also maintain the core way that we want to play. So that it doesn't bother me if how other sides have beaten us. It's just a matter of, for us, addressing what we need to do better and then implementing it this weekend.
What does 250 mean? I think you become about the 25th or 26th player in the club's history to reach the mark. Can you give us a sense of the emotion that surrounds that?
Yeah, it's a funny one because it's a bit surreal when you're a current day player and you reach milestones. I think there's some big ones in your career. Certainly being for me that is playing my first game, then playing same amount of games as my dad, and then I think 250 is I've seen a lot of my past and present, Joel and Harry recently play 250, and it's something that when I was 21 and 22 and Joel Corey and Matty Scarlett were playing, their 250th, so I couldn't imagine that I'd ever be in that position myself. So it is very humbling, and I've certainly had a lot of luck along the way. I think as a player you need luck, but in saying that, there's been a lot of hard work that goes into playing 249 games, and I'll continue to keep working as hard as I can. But to answer your question, I think it's something that I'll be able to enjoy personally. In 10 years' time, when I'm coming back to the footy and watching the Mighty Cats play.
250's nice. 300's probably better. That's well within reach, isn't it?
That's a long way away. To be honest, I haven't really thought about it too much, Rob. I'm contracted to the end of next year, and I don't know. I think part of my plan to play as consistent footy as I possibly can is to not look too far ahead. I know you've always got it in the back of your mind because the end comes quicker than you sort of you think as a player when you turn 30. So I'm well aware of that, but for the time being, 300 would it would be hard to describe for me, but for the moment, 250 is really special.
Well, I don't jinx it in any way, but you wouldn't be thinking of retirement anyway.
No, absolutely not. No, I feel really, really good physically, and I'm really enjoying playing with this current group of players, and even though I know that'll change, I'm gonna be trying to play as much footy as I can for the football club moving forward. I envisage myself playing many more years, but as I touched on before, you need a lot of luck, and I'll work hard and try and make my own luck, but I'm well aware that the demands of when you get a little bit older, how hard the game becomes. So I'll just take it one year at a time, I suppose, one milestone at a time.
When would you start to look at your next contract? Is that something that you would wait till next year, or
I haven't really even thought about that, to be honest. I'll play the season out, and then as you do, you address with the footy club and with your manager, and there's a lot of water to go under the bridge between now and then. So we'll probably sit down at the end of the year and have conversations that probably take a bit of time, like all contracts do.
Are you in the best physical shape of your career?
It's hard to say, Kingy, because I felt like I've gone through peaks and troughs throughout my career where I've been really strong and really powerful, but I've also been quite heavy. And at the moment, I'm probably playing as lean as I have over the last two seasons. But the challenge that playing this game presents is that I've had to change my body shape along the way. I'm not an elite runner, like the guy at the other end, Blitz, that covers the ground beautifully. But I've just had to manage that, and that's a part of evolving with the game. So I do feel like the last couple of years I've given myself every chance to play well and recover well, and then prepare well. So I would say that the last couple of years have been probably my best.
Did you ever question your football mortality when you were having those back issues? Did you think you might be going to struggle these, and is this going to restrict the length of my career?
At times you, when you're injured as a player and your teammates are out there and they're able to play each week, there's certainly a fire that burns inside that wishes you're out there with them. And when it's week after week and you struggle a bit getting up, it certainly eats away at you and makes it tough. But I had full confidence in myself and in our medical staff that I'd be able to get on top of it, which we eventually did. Look, it wasn't enjoyable to play through injury, but I'm not the first player that's ever played through an injury, so there'd be a large proportion of the AFL playing group that would have week-to-week injuries. And for me, 2013, was my back, but I never thought that it would ruin my career or I'd miss long periods of football.
When you just further to that, do you think you're in the best mental shape of your career? And how much does becoming a parent sort of affect something like that?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting because as a footballer, you can become quite selfish. As an individual, like when you go home and you've obviously got your responsibility for your partner, and I've had Emma with me along the journey for my whole career, footballing, AFL footballing career. So you become quite selfish in looking after yourself because you have to. But when kids come around, there's still a part of that, but there's also a part of the fact that you got to get up at night sometimes and help out. You've got to change nappies, you've got to drop them off at daycare, pick them up. Your responsibilities and your mindset sort of shifts completely off you as an individual. So that's probably the shift that I've found in probably being a parent. But also I think it's time in the game, and as a player, I can, you and certainly me, I'm always trying to learn off other players that have played and also playing. You pick up through press conferences like this and watching games and always trying to learn from other players and even other sports. So I think that the experience side of things has also helped get me in a really good mental space.
Just to go back and really reflect on 250, who's had the greatest impact on your career, do you think?
It'd be hard to go past. Well, firstly, my wife Emma and my immediate family, mum and dad, and my sisters and brother. But then, I'm lucky. I've got a huge family on both sides, on the Hawkins side and Ladur side. Got a big family. They've been super supportive, and there's going to be a few of them that come up to the game, which will be nice. I've got a great friendship group, which I feel very lucky to have. But I've also got a great footy club. I know that you guys see that when you come in here with the way that we have a relationship and the way that you're handled as well. So it's a number of there's a number of people who have had big influences on my career, but certainly, my wife and immediate family they've been there through, the early stages and the tougher times and the great times in footy that I've had with winning a VFL premiership and then two AFL premierships. So I just think I'm lucky to have such a strong network around me.
Tom, can I just ask a couple about country footy? There's a side now that got beaten by 500 points last week.
500?
Yeah, and while we sort of all giggle at it, that comes with some worries about the competitiveness and this country footy, yes, it's having its troubles in certain areas. You've been an ambassador for country footy. What do you think of when you hear that scoreline?
Yeah, well, obviously it's not nice. Who did they were on the losing side,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, so obviously not good for them. I mean, from my personal experience, and from, you know, from what I've seen, is that these smaller towns and Ararat's
Ararat's a big town, but it's in the minor league competition.
Yeah, so smaller country towns are sort of diminishing in population. I know that from where I grew up in Finlay. It was probably 2,500 people when I was there, and people move away from the area for further opportunities, and clubs probably find it hard to get the right sort of people in to run their club. But the other side of it is that I think, and I look back to when I was 6 or 7, I remember I used to watch the country rap on Saturday night and see some sides that got beaten by sort of, you know, 200-300 points. So I think it's sort of always, from my point of view, that's what I believe, it's sort of always happened. It's not nice, but you just hope that that they can turn it around and get some good people into the football club there.
Yeah,